From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The House of Representatives has voted to repeal the health care law. That was a major goal of the Republican Party, which has just taken control of the House. But the effort might just die there. The Senate seems unlikely to even debate the repeal, much less pass it. We'll hear more about the state of play in the Senate in just a few minutes. First, NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who followed the vote and the debate that preceded it. She told us earlier that there were some differences in this debate from the original debates over passing the health care law.
The Democrats are talking about the benefits of the law, since it has already been enacted now. The fact that people can't be kicked off due to pre-existing conditions, they can't be denied coverage. Children can stay on their parents' plans up to age 26, so people out of college looking for their first job and so on. Helping prescription drug coverage for seniors who are in the so-called Medicare donut hole. The same thing for Republicans. They have new data because this bill has been enacted for some months anyway. They're saying that it's in fact bad for small businesses, that it creates uncertainty for those small businesses who might otherwise hire new employees, that it creates an unfunded mandate for them. And especially those, you know, dozens and dozens of new Tea Party members in Congress, or at least people who, Republicans who are elected with Tea Party support, are saying it's unconstitutional to mandate that people buy private coverage. So you see, these things are moving, the debates are moving forward, but the, you know, the biggest difference between 2009, 2010, when we were debating this, is that now the Republicans are in charge of the House, and that changes the game completely. And of course, it's why we're talking about repealing health care at all.
Right. And Andrea, any difference in tone? Of course, there's been a lot of calls for increased civility in Washington, especially given the Tucson shooting where Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was injured. Do you hear any difference in the tone or the tenor of the debate?
I hear a little bit. I mean, it's mainly the same stuff, different year. For example, the Republicans named the bill, their repeal bill, Repealing the Job-Killing Health Care Law Act. You know, it's basically the same tenor as before. To be fair, they named it that before the shootings in Tucson. Some Democrats argued that Republicans, you know, will practically have blood on their hands if they repeal the benefits of, you know, the law that have already been given to people. So, you know, there's some change. Let me give you a couple of examples. Listen to this piece of tape from the debate. It's Michelle Bachmann, Minnesota Republican, darling of the Tea Party, talking about the health care law.
Obamacare, as we know, is the crown jewel of socialism. It is socialized medicine. The American people spoke soundly and clearly at the ballot box in November, and they said to us, Mr. Speaker, in no uncertain terms, repeal this bill.
You know, at another time, Melissa, you might hear Michelle Bachmann say that with much more force. And so I think there is a difference in the tenor of the debate. The volume, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, but there's still the specter they bring up of big government in the examining room and all sorts of facts that I think could be debatable. Democrats, on the other hand, or maybe on the same hand, are reacting as if the Republicans are still screaming. So listen to Richard Neal here of Massachusetts.
Obamacare. Government takeover, socialism, and the best one of all, death panels. People wonder why the language here is so charged, why it's so incendiary. It's because of the lexicon that is chosen for the purpose of scaring the American people.
So I guess if you were expecting a complete change in debate, you'd be disappointed. But there is some change. There's some difference than there was before, I guess.
Now, Andrea, as we mentioned, the Senate is not likely to even take up this bill. We're going to hear more about that in just a second from your colleague, David Wellna. What is the House Republicans' plan B, given that scenario?
There is a very strong plan B, and it's, you know, basically death by a thousand cuts. And in this case, those cuts are funding cuts. They're going to attack this health care bill with everything they've got and try and dismantle it. And they would say that exactly, use those exact words. They would like to dismantle this, stop it. They find it to be their mandate to come in here and shut it down with any means they have, including cutting off budgets for every single part of the law.
Okay. NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. Andrea, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.